Uyazi umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng or who secured the latest bag
or just who's dripping with sauce
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa!
Hello, welcome to the Chisa pod. I am Masego Siamela. With me in studio, I've got actress Babi Mokganedi.
Hi, hi, hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, besides the period pains that Mother Nature could have sent in an email. But Silana, she writes, we are here for you. Masego.
I'm glad you're finally here.
Made it. Nothing was going to stop me today.
So, Babi, tell me, what are you currently doing right now?
I am currently gearing up to shoot a pilot for a new show. Basically, I don't want to give too much away, but I will be traveling. I will be partying. I will be educating. The target market is my peers who like the finer things in life and who like to travel as well. And, you know, so I'm pretty excited about that. It's my second presenting project. My first was Celeb Rides. So I'm excited. I'm super excited.
And
also sort of kind of in talks with Soapy, I hold very close to my heart. A comeback is in talks. Yeah. I think that's what I'm allowed
to say. Can't
even
give us more than that.
I
guess that's enough tea.
Yeah.
So we might see you back on our screens.
Yeah, but I am, not that I'm not on your screens right now, I'm actually on Netflix right now. A show called Agent. It also just hit SABC 1 on Sunday. So do look out for that.
And acting, is it a passion of yours, or is it something that you've just stumbled upon?
It's more than a passion for me. It's oxygen. It's oxygen. It's second nature to me.
Yeah, and what are your views on actors being paid their dues? Do you think that's a discussion, a debate, or a discussion that's necessary for people to talk on, or maybe get into more detail apart now that it's in 2020 and a lot of actors have been complaining about the money that they've been offered?
Look,
for their craft.
I covered this in an interview I did last year. I feel... I'm trying to be mindful of my words before I get into trouble with Zinzi at Star Quality. I feel you know your worth, so does your agent. There's a way of handling things, and there's a procedure.
So do you think actors are being paid well in South Africa?
Not all of us.
Not all of you. Why is that the case?
You know, I couldn't speak for everyone else. I could just speak on myself. And either way, I would not speak on such things in the papers personally for me. I feel that's what my agent is for. Yeah. And if a project doesn't make me happy, if I don't wake up happy to do what I want to do in the morning, then the project's not worth it for me. I'm the type to walk away. So, yeah.
So, I don't know if you know, Mayor Florence Masebe alluded to the fact that South Africa also has their own Harvey Weinstein. Guys.
Babangatayang.
For real?
Kiri, babangatayang. Are there Weinsteins out here? Honey, babangata. I laugh, but it's actually not funny. It's a tricky industry if you don't have people who have your back. And by people who have your back, I mean people who represent you and take your interests to heart and very seriously. They'll be your agent. I can't reiterate how important it is to have an agent or a middleman of some sort negotiating for you and making sure, you know.
So do you think it is something that is a need for people that do that, the Harvey Weinsteins of South Africa, to be exposed?
Absolutely. I think we should totally put them on blast because they get away with it because they're in a position of power. But then again, the majority of us are unemployed. So we just storm out of auditions and pray.
So it's something that we need to look
absolutely
look at, and maybe
name and
might
shame.
Maybe it might unfold in the
name
weeks
and
to
shame.
Come, 100%. Or the months to come.
100%.
All right. Speaking about the acting industry, do you think there are a lot of jobs or very few jobs, or maybe some are rotated around to suit certain people's, I don't know, relationships or
but
closenessness?
Now it's at the moment my job title, ke actress presenter, ke casting director. So I cannot speak on who should have what and shouldn't. And
but
look,
you think
I
it's
feel
fair?
If you are slaying and you are good at what you do and the opportunity comes, everything is seasonal. And if this is your season, then honey, grab it with both hands. I'm not here to speak on kibona mang too much or kibona ing. That's bread. That's bread. If you are pulling your weight and doing what you need to do, then fly, go off. I'm not a casting director. I'm not going to speak on who deserves what and who doesn't at this point in my career.
So how is 2020 so far?
In terms of?
In terms of your career.
My career.
We'll get to
in terms
your
of my career, so far so good. I mean, a smooth transition is happening from the year that I come from. So taking 2019 into account, I think I'm doing okay. It's a matter of positioning and monopolizing my time right now, which so far so good.
Career-wise, this time last year, where were you? What were you doing? Because Paul Tusi tweeted saying, 8 months ago, I was crying my eyes out, and she was unhappy.
Career-wise, but this time last year, I think I was, if I'm not mistaken, I was in Bloom filming Kimufumani, a short film I did for Mzansi, which was such a blast. And I think I remember because it was my first time leaving my infant puppies for that long a period. So I remember very well. Yeah, this time last year, that's what I was doing. But like
you're
saying,
so Paul
Tusi, dry spells do come through. I mean, it's the game that we chose. So prioritizing and planning is a very, very crucial part of my life.
As an actress?
Yes.
As Babi Mukhani?
As an actress. Yes. Because basically I'm a freelance somebody. One gets.
No,
so,
I get you.
Yeah, it's just about being smart.
So are we done with career-wise?
All right.
Topics. Let's get into the more steamier type of topics.
Do I need a tequila for this part?
Ooh, I don't have tequila in the studio.
We need to holler at the bajizi, hey? Hey, budget during more times life.
Eish. So tell me, how is your relationship so far? Are you in a relationship? Are you dating someone? Are you happy? Are you unhappy?
I am in a relationship.
And yes. How did you meet this person? Please tell us. It would be nice to know.
My God. This is actually the first time I sit down to talk about it. So mind all the smiles and the giggles. Just pardon me.
Like,
I am in a relationship, a lovely relationship with a beautiful man, with a big heart. Yeah.
And how did you guys meet?
How did we meet? Oh, yes. How did we meet? We met in the workspace. We weren't friends. We didn't head off. We didn't anything. We just met in the workspace on set. And we kept running into each other at events that we were both invited to for the show, for promotional reasons of the show. And yeah.
The rest is history.
And until at some point we ended up, I think I was his date for one of the events. And
so they paired you guys together?
I don't know if it was a they thing or a him thing.
Oh, okay.
But it made sense at the time. Let me say that. It made sense. And it turned out to be a really, really beautiful, you know.
And when did you guys link up, like for real link up? Do you remember that day?
Like make it official?
Yes.
You know what? I don't think there was a specific day. There's a day that I think we decided, when we look back, we did our anniversary.
I was about to ask that.
So, should we go by when we consummated the relationship, or should we go by, you know? But yeah, It's tricky. Giving a date is tricky, but I'm going to say February last year. I think things got exclusive.
Oh, so you guys celebrated your anniversary just recently.
We're about to hit the month. I mean, a year and a month, I think, if I'm not mistaken. What's the date? Yeah.
So but 300 and what days?
It's been, we made it past the 1 year mark.
But I must say, you guys faced some challenges. Your relationship hugged the headlines.
We did.
You were spoken about. How did that make you feel, firstly? You know, secondly, how did you guys survive that? Because you guys are standing together today.
You know, I'm normally a very strong girl. I normally could give two flying kites about people's opinions. But I feel this was an obstacle for me in particular because it now started to affect my bread. And when I say my bread, I mean I was now getting, for lack of a better word, blacklisted in my work spaces for something I felt was unrelated to how I do my job. And whether or not you agreed or nobody knew what was going on. So I felt that it was a bit, I'll say unfair to.
So when you speak about blacklisted, what happened?
I mean, I just started, losing gigs here and there.
Because of a new relationship that you're in.
And my agent, my booking agent, would, communicate with me, for such and such reasons, and I'm sorry it's like this, but it's getting hard for me to do my job because people have formed conclusions about you based on your personal affairs. How and what that has to do with my professional capabilities and what I can do and what I do, honey. That was a blow for me. That was a real blow for me.
Did it put any strain in the relationship?
100%. Totally put strain on the relationship. However, to answer your second question, how we got through it, we chose each other. Number one, we went into this, I feel, not naive. When the storm started to erupt, we sat down and we needed to be decisive about whether or not we are going this direction because of everything it will directly affect. And we chose each other. We chose each other. And that's that on that.
I feel like you don't want to tell us more, but I get you. I get you. But now moving forward, when did you think, which month or which time do you think it started to settle, like the storm was getting quieter and people were more understanding of you and accepting of the relationship? They stopped bad mouthing you,
Look,
when was it?
I can't really say because I stopped paying attention. Like I said, when him and I decided that we are good and this is what we are doing and this is what we want, we blocked out the whole world. It was just about him and I now. And in order for us to survive, it was important to stay in that zone. So I cannot say when it started to settle. I don't know when the world was ready, but I knew when we were ready. And
take me to a time where publicly, how were you? Like, how did people treat you publicly when the storm was amok?
Oh, honey, I think it's still Babi Mohanedi at the end of the day. So they kept it at Twitter thugging.
The
keypad thugs, that's where you could keep it. You know what I mean? Personally, I've never felt the need to explain myself or my relationship or my decisions to anybody ever. And last year was no different for me. This was no different. I wasn't about to start. Hence, it's taken me over a year to actually speak up on it and say anything at all. You know what I mean? But it was never about the world and it was never about waiting for y'all to be ready. No, it was never about y'all.
Since choosing each other, how are you guys now? Especially in public.
Here's the thing.
Are you like Bonnie and Clyde? You're Beyonce and Jay?
We're not different from how we've always been. The only difference right now is that y'all are ready and y'all are on board. We never needed anybody. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. It didn't take away from what we can both do and what we do do. You know what I mean? Mm. This relationship for me has been beautiful in the fact that I found my strength and I found what being still meant. I've always known I'm pretty strong, but this was the real test.
Mm. And are you happy that you stuck it through and you held on?
Oh, I was never not going to hold on to my happiness just because of a couple of Twitter thugs, honey.
Mm.
Keypad thugs. No, that was never going to happen. I'm solely invested in myself and what I can be and who I'm trying to be.
You and know? How would you describe your man in one word?
There is no one word. But if I got to, the beast.
Mm.
The beast. I mean that on every level, whether it's in his professional life, whether it's in his personal life, he's a beast at everything he does.
Mm.
And it's beautiful to learn from him. And I'm a lot more neurotic than him, so I'm in my feels a lot. And there's been many a time where he's had to pack me up and say, look, I know that you feel a lot, you feel a whole lot, but you know, you can't be this impulsive, you can't let this type of shit get to you, mind my language. This is what I'm here for, you know.
Mm.
And when you feel like you can't contain it anymore, then you let me know and you take my hand and we do it together.
Mm.
We wild together, you know.
Mm.
And yeah.
All right. So any future plans?
What regarding? Are your,
regarding career, personal, love life, 2020, what are your hopes for 2020 for all of
I
the above?
I want to travel some more in 2020. Mm. That is the plan. I want to love some more.
Mm.
And I really want to throw myself completely into my craft. Now that I know the limit of my strengths, the extent of what it takes, I think I wanna put myself out there and just see how far I can take it.
Hmm. All right. Thank you so much, Bobby, for coming.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Any parting words before we say bye?
Have a cocktail
from Babiana.
Babiana. Down. Babiana signing out.
Bye.